Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. Get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters like the BBC and NPR, as well as your favorite local stations and sports teams. And not to forget, the Russell Brand podcast exclusively on Audioboom. By the way, the Audioboom mobile app is terrific. Whether you're in it for listening or for creating audio. On the creative side, the app makes it easy, no matter where you are, from anywhere. One of the best features is that you can record on the fly when you're out and about, and even trim the recording before uploading it. That feature is really useful and easy to use. There was a big celebrity launch of a music service this week. We'll get to that and much more. First, a reminder. Rain Summit West is coming up April 12th in Las Vegas. It is the leading information and networking event for the streaming audio industry. The conference is famous for high-quality panel discussions, research reports, and keynote addresses, and equally famous for tremendous networking opportunities. It's the day before the NAB show, and in the same place, it really is the most important event of the year. For information, go to rainnews.com and click Summits. There's a new music service on the scene. Oh wait, it's not new at all. It's the high-fidelity music service called Tidal, T-I-D-A-L, and it relaunched this week with new ownership and a splashy celebration that made it seem brand new. That new ownership is musician Jay-Z, who took control just a week before. In this week's relaunch event, he brought 15 celebrity musicians with him, and they were introduced as part owners as well. Tidal is attempting to differentiate itself as a music service that benefits musicians. In that way, it's hooking into a theme where some musicians are unsatisfied with the revenues from streaming music. Other musicians, like Ed Sheeran, who has talked publicly about this issue, say that they wouldn't even have careers if not for streaming. Anyway, it's unclear in what specific ways Tidal will add extra benefit to recording artists. It will be subscription only, no free listening. But that's not unique. Beats Music, for one, operates that way. In fact, Tidal resembles Beats in another way, through the association of music celebrities doing some of the music programming. Then there's the high fidelity angle. Tidal has two membership plans. You can get CD quality listening for $20 a month, and the usual type of listening, which delivers compressed files of slightly less quality for $10 a month. The truth is, many people, and perhaps most people, listening through normal earbuds or computer speakers can't really hear the difference. Okay, so Tidal isn't new, although it's positioning itself with a lot of newness, but there is a genuinely new internet radio service in town, and it's called Dash Radio. Dash Radio is a listening website and a mobile app that brings together a few dozen internet stations that feature high-quality music curation by humans, with not an algorithm in sight. The product is beautifully built, with some nice interactive features that allow you to find stations and save them to a dashboard. Get it? And the emphasis is on deep programming, the way broadcast radio used to be, but today rarely is, except in college stations. So the music discovery quotient is off the chart. And coming in April, a reborn East Village Radio. That was a legendary internet station that pulled the plug last year. This, by the way, is not a paid placement. It's just our opinion at Rain News that Dash Radio has a good product, clearly differentiated from other internet radio ventures, and it's worth taking for a spin. Spotify has made a new telecom deal, this time with Rogers Communications in Canada. These agreements are considered crucial to the success of on-demand music services, and they're good for everyone. The music service, Spotify in this case, gets exposure to many new potential customers. The phone company gets a built-in music platform as a service feature, and customers usually get a discount on the music subscription price. In the Spotify Rogers arrangement, the customers get something better than a discount. They get free access to Spotify Premium, the full package. Well, for 2 years, anyway, which is the longest trial period we've ever heard of. We received a projection this week from the financial side of the streaming audio industry. It came from research company Zenith Optima. According to that company's forecast metrics, advertising revenue for internet radio will grow to $1.5 billion in 2017, about a third of which will come from mobile listening. Compare that to broadcast radio, projected at $17.5 billion in 2017. Of course, ad revenue is only part of the monetization equation for streaming audio. The other major part comes from music subscriptions, which deliver higher margins but have fewer listeners. By the way, Zenith Optima also took a look at podcasting and predicted that advertising will grow to $37 million over the next 3 years. Music in the car. That's a big topic for radio broadcasters and also for drivers who listen to music apps outside the car. A research company called Lockbridge conducted a consumer survey to find out how much consumer demand there is for internet-connected cars with built-in apps. The results revealed that music would be the second most popular use of connected cars like that, after navigation apps. The real point of the study was to tease out a generational divide, if it existed. And it does seem to exist, with an appetite for apps in autos skewing toward younger drivers. Lockbridge found a breakpoint. Under 45 drivers really want internet in the car, while over 45 folks don't care so much. Meanwhile, the auto and technology industries aren't waiting for study results. More and more cars are rolling off the lots with built-in internet connections or digital dashboards that make it easy to use your phone and the apps in the phone. So whether you want it or not, your next new car will probably be much more digitized than the one you traded in. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.